This is Rocco Granato reporting for InLaCrosseRepress.com. I'm standing outside the Edmonton Rush locker room, where the Edmonton Rush just decimated the Rochester Nighthawks by final score 16-3. With me right now, I have two stars of the game, Robert Church, who had 2 goals and 5 assists, and Ben McIntosh with 3 goals and 3 assists. Guys, what hell of a game out there. What seemed to just go right? I mean, everything just seemed to go right with you today.
Yeah, like you gotta give all the credit to the defense. But in 3 goals, I think they're sitting there. 2's a record, so can't really take much credit on when they're doing that. You put up, let it 3 goals here with the game, no matter what.
Yeah, I think we were just, you were moving the ball on offense, and the first half especially, shots were going in, so sometimes some nice things are going well for you, and our D was incredible tonight, so yeah.
Now, Ben, I'm going to ask you. So Rob got drafted 5th overall back in 2013. You heard all the rumors that you're possibly going number one. You don't know until it actually happened. When you heard your name being called as the number one overall pick and you were going to Edmonton, what was going through your mind knowing that you were going to be reunited with the man who basically was by your side during his senior year at Lumber Drexel University?
Yeah, I mean, going first overall, it's so when my name is called, it's surreal, right? It's you don't really like that for a second, but then, yeah, you come back down to earth and think about it, it's incredible. Being able to play with Church, we've played together for so long now, we kind of know how our styles and where we're going to be and what to do, and it's sort of, at this point, we don't really even need to talk about it, which helps a lot. So, yeah, no, it's awesome. It's amazing. Can end it up there.
Robert, what go through your mind when you found out that Rush is going to be drafting Big Ben here,
yeah,
and you knew he was going to be playing side by side with you?
Yeah, I was pretty pumped up because we had our last year at Drexel, and then we pretty much said like it's the last time we're probably going to play together, and then a year later, we'll be back on it in the highest level, so it could be better.
Now, you went over what it meant to have that call. You feel, hearing your name and what it meant. While at Drexel, I talked to you about this during Drexel. What was one of your most fondest memories being at Drexel, being in Philadelphia community?
Yeah, I mean, obviously lacrosse, our last year we had a pretty good run into the CAs. We made the tournament for the first time, won the CAs, and that was pretty incredible at a lacrosse standpoint. But just the group of guys you got to hang out with at school and living with Church and all the other guys we lived with, it was amazing. So many memories from Drexel.
Rob, what about you? What were some of your memories? I mean, both of you coming from British Columbia, you come east to the United States, you're in Philadelphia. A lot of history, obviously. You hear about the Rocky statue, the art museum, the steps, and just Independence Hall, and all the history. What were some of your memories there?
Yeah, well, I wasn't as fortunate as Ben to win a CAA championship, but we got to a championship game a couple times. I'd say my best memory is just all the guys I met. They're lifetime friends, and I'll never forget them, and it was the best memory of my life. So.
Now, I have to ask you, being from Philly, I have to ask you. You've had to have a number of cheesesteaks.
Sunny.
Okay, there it is. Usually you hear Pat's, you hear Geno's, sometimes. Yeah.
We explored pretty well, so.
Yeah, okay, so Sunny's down. Where is Sunny's located?
Market.
No.
It's right by the Liberty Bell.
I sit down that Pat's and Geno's ready to fly through it. That'll be a little longer, but it's definitely worth the wait.
Okay, so Sunny's, I'm going to have to look that up and take it. Now, one other thing I want to ask you is, there's been a lot of adversity on the team this year. Coach Keenan, unfortunately, losing his wife Wendy. Aaron Bold now with Michelle. This team seems to be pulling together to be one big family. Obviously, the team started out slow, but after Coach Keenan comes back, the team's now on a roll. Obviously, last week, I watched Aaron play, and after that game, you saw the emotion on his face. How was Aaron doing? And how is the team pulling and keeping his spirits?
I think you see on our shirts, pre-warm shirts, brothers, so we're a big family, so we're there for everyone. I think when he comes to the rink, it's great to be with us and make him feel good. And, I think it's just a safe place for him where he can forget about it for a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's tragic that he's when the end. Kind of brings us together and it really shows how big of a family we are, and we're always here for him. We're here for Coach Keenan if he needs us, so it's just someone to lean on, a way to just help him out any way we can, right? So
just kind of brought us closer together almost.
It's a great atmosphere there, so you can tell how it's right on the floor, you know.
Yeah, I mean, anything for each other, so. You can hear it in there right now. I mean, you go in, celebrate, hear the guys in there singing and everything. The team seems to be firing out on all cylinders. What is up next for this team? The way they're playing right now. Reports are you could have been 9-1 going into this game. A couple of bounces here and there. But you have a couple big games coming up. Obviously, the goal is to get back to the championship.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're taking the game by game, right? We're just focusing on Vancouver now, and I think it's us to take the next step. I mean, anything short of a Champions Cup is going to be a letdown this year. I think not to look too far ahead, but first step is making playoffs, and we're going to take it game by game and go from there.
Yeah, last year I think one of our biggest problems was we didn't lose, so we didn't know what it felt like to lose and have to come back from adversity. So this year, a couple of losses early in the year, so just a fire in all cylinders. Working away at Champions Cup, it's
a guys, I want to thank you for taking the time out. I understand the game, yourself situated. I appreciate it. I know the back in Philly will appreciate it. Let's leave the road. Again, I want to thank you both and best of luck the rest of the life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting for InTheCrushingPress.com. Outside the Edmonton Rush locker room, where the Rush has defeated the Rochester Redhawks by final score of 16-3.